So where are you this morning that you're out of town?
I'm not out of town. I'm at the RVP. We're having a meeting, exciting times for the community, Chase. We're working on this BioCarter effort and working on a concept plan to try to get some consultants in and lay out some design work for what this BioCarter will look like. We are possibly on the threshold of making some history here in this community, the Conversation Brian community, with a BioCarter event, if you will, and event's the wrong word, a presence that's going to be probably known throughout the United States as state-of-the-art research and development on health-related, medical-related issues. Exciting times. Don't know a lot of the details. That's what the work group and the task force is working on right now, but it's exciting times. We're talking about maybe mirroring the medical center down in Houston, and there's a real possibility that that could be the case.
Now, are they giving any sort of timeline on when things could really start to fall into place? Obviously, with what's going on with the Health Science Center in Bryan, that's a nice kickstart right there, but are they giving any other timelines?
No, other than they would like for it to be sooner versus later. In fact, it's interesting you should ask, because we were talking about that very thing, and people said, well, you know, it's easy to talk about 5 years from now, 10 years from now. I said, let's do it sooner versus later. Let's move on this and just make it not a fast-track type of thing. We want to do it right, but still, it's going to be at one of these situations that it'll be done sooner versus later. Timeline, have no idea what that would be.
Now, you guys are looking this week at possibly taking a look at the charter. What is City Council looking at with the possible just taking a look at the charter this week?
Chase, this had come about as really a session I had at one of our U.S. Conference of Mayors meetings when I asked some of my colleagues from around the country with what was their protocols for their cities periodically reviewing their charter. And yeah, I think the answers were all across the board. Some never did it. Some did it with a great deal of frequency. And so I came back and was thinking about it, shared it with some of my colleagues. And a couple of months ago, one of the council folks and myself brought it up as a suggested workshop item, and that suggestion was approved by our colleagues, and we're going to talk about it on Thursday. Quite honestly, it's just an effort to take a look on some periodic basis to the city's charter to see if there is need or cause for change. Chances are there won't be, but then again, one never knows. I look at it as an effort for transparency to make sure that that old proverbial mousetrap, that we have the best mousetrap available, and if a charter needs to be tweaked a little bit. There's some folks who mistakenly are thinking that we want to completely redo the charter. Not at all. That's not even on the radar. All we want to do is have a vehicle in place, whether it's every year, every 3 years, every 5 years, some defined frequency that the charter is reviewed by a charter review commission.
Mayor Ben White joining us on the phone this morning. And you mentioned that you're not looking at any major changes. Is there even anything minor that's sticking out to you, or is this just to take a serious look at the charter and see where the city is?
That's exactly right. There's not one major thing that is surfaced that would say, hey, you know, we've got a problem here. We need to take a look at this. Not at all. We just need to have a vehicle in place so that we can review the charter when deemed appropriate. And again, that's what my goal would be, is to try to just establish a protocol on how that review would take place. Would it be every 3 years? Would it be every 2 years? Would it be a commission made up of maybe former mayors? Would it be made up of citizens throughout the city? Would it be made up of staff or combination thereof? Or just whatever. I just want to sit down and begin the process.
And has any formation been made, or are you guys still early on again in that process? And I may have missed when you said that, as far as a citizens committee to look at the charter.
Yeah, no, what we're doing, this is on the agenda as a workshop item tomorrow. And, you know, hopefully my goal is that the council will buy in and say, yes, this is something we want to begin the process and take a look at, and we can go from there. They might say, no, we don't think this needs to happen, and it will, you know, the effort and the concept would not be approved. And if that's the case, then the will of the council has spoken. But my desire is that they would say, conceptually, this is a good idea. We need to think about periodically reviewing our charter, our roadmap, if you will, and go from there.
Last week, City Council had the special meeting where they gave their side of the story, if you will, or your side of the story, being you being City Council's side of the story on the Welburn Incorporation. As Scott would say, as one member of council, your read on that event, because I know there were some heated exchanges there.
Well, there were some heated exchanges, but I think at the end of the day, the dialogue was very good. I know before I ever left the chambers that night, I had representatives, folks from Welburn community come up to me and thank us for this opportunity to hear our side of the story. Had a couple come out and said, you know, they learned something they hadn't learned before, and maybe indeed there are two sides to the story, and indeed I think there are. We, at the end of the meeting, made the decision that we wanted to sit down with representatives from the Welburn community as a council, not just certain representatives of the council, but the full council, sit down with an equal number of representatives from the Welburn community and just have dialogue with them without, and hopefully leave the passion at home on both sides, and just have dialogue with the Welburn representatives on exploring ways to help them achieve what they want to do, and by the same time protecting what we as a council perceive are the best interests of the city of College Station, not for today or tomorrow, but for, you know, 10, 15, 20 years down the road.
Did you?
And we're working on that. We're working on that meeting as we speak.
That was my next question. Is have you talked about when that meeting might take place?
No dates, but we will be contacting their people. I'd instructed staff to generate a letter for my signature that will go to their identified representative, and we will start that process of finding a date where we can sit down at the table and begin those discussions.
College Station Mayor Ben White on the phone with us this morning. Mayor, anything else on your radar screen?
No, I think we are in good shape. We're going to get on Thursday. We're going to get an update from the police department, sort of state of the department, if you will. Chief Capps will be in to brief us on how things are going at the police department. We think they're going well. I know he is somewhat understaffed, and we're working hard to try to find available funds to allow him to maybe hire additional people to upgrade and bring their force up to speed and up to staff. But that'll be an interesting report that this chief will make to us.
All right, College Station Mayor Ben White, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Take care.